Embrace Your Beautiful Destiny, a show where we will talk about finding beauty in the most unconventional places in our lives. So every week, we'll talk about dealing with disappointment or overcoming frustration, and dealing with stuff that just gets under your skin and derails you. We'll also have amazing guests on here that'll be sharing their stories. So I'm your host, Shanna Strange. Let's dive in. Celebrate the love you gave, and choose to believe in your grace. I belong to you. Yeah, I belong to you. Let's go on an adventure. I see you standing there by the door with bags packed, but so unsure where to go, what to do. Made for so much more, your head is confused, but your heart is sure. Staring through the stained glass window, you see the beauty unfolding, but you can't leave the sanctuary. You must serve me here only, you hear the stern warning. But I am calling you out to a fresh adventure, where it's spacious and you can venture into the unknown with just me in a sling, to slay your giants, to conquer kingdoms, to dream big dreams. Let's go on an adventure, just you and I. Leave what's comfortable behind. Together, we will scale great heights, accomplish the impossible. There's nothing we can't do, you and I, me and you. Oh, I love that, friends. That's a poem that the Lord gave me a few days ago. And I just wanted to share that with you because today we're going to be talking about it's a risky adventure that God calls us to. And I think sometimes we don't really understand what the word adventure means. We think when someone says adventure, we kind of have this idea that it's a, you know, it's just a fun thing, right? It's just fun. It's exciting. It's different. It's getting us out of the mundane. And that sounds like something we want to do. But the truth is, adventures can be hazardous. Adventures can be dangerous. So listen to the actual definition of adventure. It actually means an unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity. So, I mean, within this definition, we have this word hazardous. Like it could be perilous. It could be dangerous. That's if you use it as a noun, that's what it means. If you use it as a verb, it actually means to engage in hazardous and exciting activity, especially the exploration of unknown territory. And that's what I love about the poem he gave me, because most of us are hiding in the sanctuary. We're hiding in the church and we're thinking, this is where I need to serve God. This is where I need to be. I need to be in the four walls of the local church serving God. But I'm telling you, God is calling all of us out into the world, into places that we've never known, unknown territory, places we've never been. It's scary. There are giants. There are enemies that we're going to have to face, but you can't hide in the church anymore, because your destiny, most of us, is going to lie outside of the four walls of the church. Still be at the church, still serve there, still attend, still be part of that congregation of believers, but knowing that your calling is probably going to lie outside of the church. It could be your career, could be you could be an entrepreneur that God is using to reach people out in the community, and you're going to have to be bold and courageous and do what he tells you to do and not just go with the norm and the standard of our culture. Or it could be that he has called you to a platform ministry and he wants you to step out into the unknown, into places you've never been and things that you're totally uncomfortable with, like exactly what I'm doing right now with the podcast, something I was so afraid of. And I kind of fear, I have this commitment phobia thing where I'm like, I want to do that. That sounds like fun, but what's the commitment? And this is a huge commitment. I mean, I have 52 shows a year that I have to produce for this radio show, for this podcast. So that's a huge commitment. And I had to decide, you know, I didn't know how to use equipment. I didn't know how to how to record things and to edit them. I had to figure all of that out. And I could have just said, oh, you know what, I'm just going to stay in the church and do my little thing there, which is cool. You know, I still do that, but God has called us to so much more, and He's called us to do things that are going to be new, and they're going to be exciting, and they're going to be adventure, right? So I love this definition of adventure. Let me read it one more time. It's an unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity, or it can mean to engage in hazardous and exciting activity, especially the exploration of unknown territory. And that's where we're going, friends. That's what God's called us to. So sometimes adventuring with God is not exactly what we thought it would be. And you know, we don't always figure that out until we step out. We have an idea in our head, and when we step out and it doesn't look that way, we perceive that as failure, or we may even perceive that as God just not being faithful to us and letting us down. And we can deal with bitterness or frustration or all of that stuff. And that's not really my focus today, but I just wanted you to know that even if today you decide to step out, just know that it might not look like what you thought, but that's okay. That's okay, because there's going to be some incredible growth, and it's going to do things for the kingdom that you probably can't even see in this lifetime. But I do know that God is storing those things up, and I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to get to see all of the things that we did and the impact they had and how we were part of advancing His kingdom. So let's go through this. We said it could be unusual. We said it could be exciting. And we said it could be hazardous, right? So unusual. This means it's not exactly what we expected. It's not the norm, and it's not something we can have thought of on our own, okay? So a lot of times when God says, let's go on an adventure, guess what? He's already made the plans. He's like the guide, and He's already predetermined where the adventure is going to be. Are you going to go through the Rocky Mountains? Are you going to go through the Swiss Alps? Are you going to go to Hawaii? Are you going to go to Australia? He's already figured out where He wants to take you. And so let Him take you. You know, I mean, but it's going to be unusual. Expect that. Expect that when God says, I have an adventure I want you to go on with me, we're going to go do something amazing together, it's going to be unusual. And that's one of the ways that I think we know that it is Him, because it's something we probably couldn't have just thought of on our own. And maybe you thought of it, but what you didn't realize is maybe He put that thought in your brain. But I want to look a little bit at Genesis 12, because I want to talk a little bit about Abraham, because God called him to do some very unusual things. So I want to give a little context before we're going to look at Genesis 12, but I want to look before that and just kind of talk about what had happened. A lot of people, when you bring up Abraham, they kind of think Abraham was the beginning, but Abraham wasn't the very beginning. Abraham was the father of our faith, yes, but he wasn't the beginning of what God was doing. If you actually look back, Abraham was a son. He was a descendant from the three sons of Noah. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth were Noah's three sons. And Abram at this time comes from the lineage of those three people, because remember, the flood had taken place. So there's creation, right? There's so much sin that God said, you know what? I think I'm going to wipe everybody out, except a handful. So He reserved for Himself Noah and Noah's children and his wife. Well, she didn't actually make it. And that's Lot. Sorry, that's another person. So Noah and his family go to the ark, and they are saved, right? And so God creates an entire new world from these men. And Abraham comes from these men. But you have to remember, there is no law written about God yet. There is no real understanding of who God is. I think sometimes when we go back to Genesis 12 and these early chapters, we kind of just in our mind are thinking about the Israelites, and we're thinking about how they're, you know, from Moses and how they have been given law. But you have to understand, they have not at this time, they haven't been given anything from God. So God just appears to Abram. He just appears to him randomly. So that's very unusual. And so this is one of the first encounters that we see of God speaking to a human being, you know, besides Adam and Eve. So after the fall and all that, God is speaking to Abram. So we're going to look at Genesis 12. And it says that the Lord said to Abram, "Go out from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Okay, let's stop right there. Go out from your land. So you already had a home. Your relatives, I want you to leave your family, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. So he doesn't even know where he's going. God, in a very unusual way, tells him, I want you to just go where I'm going to tell you to go, but I'm not going to tell you where it is yet. I just want you to leave. That's so like God. And I know that God doesn't do this the same thing twice. We know that. He's very creative. But I just want to make the point that if God's speaking to you and it's very unusual, I know people right now who have really, honestly, they stepped out into nothing. So they had jobs here where I live. Good jobs. And the Lord said, I want you to leave. Basically what he said to Abraham, I want you to step out. I want you to leave your father's house and your relatives to go to a place that I'll show you. And God showed them where to go. They stepped into nothing. They had no, honestly, they didn't really have good jobs. They didn't have, you know, a church. I mean, they knew where they were going to go, but they didn't know. Their heart was that God was going to open doors for certain roles within that church, but they didn't know if it was going to happen. And it's very unusual because where you are is comfortable and you feel like, okay, I'm happy. I'm content where I'm at. And then the Lord says, bam, all of a sudden just go. And there's no warning and there's very little direction about where it's going to be, but he just says to go, right? So let's keep going. And then God says to Abram, I will make you a great nation, into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse anyone who treats you with contempt, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Oh my gosh, y'all, he's 75 when he leaves Haran. That's pretty darn old, if you ask me, to be going on an adventure with God. But he did it. You know, he goes to this place. He doesn't know, but he leaves it. He took with him his wife, Sarah, his nephew, Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. So apparently God told him where to go. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the site of Shechem, the oak of Moreh, at the time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. He built an altar to the Lord there, and he called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. So this is an exciting adventure. Okay, so that's the second point that I want to make here, is oftentimes when God says, let's go on an adventure, it's exciting. It's new. It's different. It's interesting and maybe even fun. And when God first calls us into it, but it can feel a little bit like a roller coaster, right? I mean, have you ever been on a roller coaster ride? I mean, most people probably have. And I mean, the thing that you can say the most is it's exciting, right? It's up and down and twists and turns, and you just kind of never know what's going to happen. And that's what it can be like when God calls us out to go on an adventure with him. It can be super fun. I mean, sometimes it can just be super fun, right? And I think it's important for us to dwell on those positive aspects of going on an adventure with God as opposed to the negative ones, because we know that there are negative ones. I mean, there's the fear of the unknown. There's the risk. You know, just the risk that you take, how we talked about, it could be hazardous to you. I mean, you could get hurt going on an adventure with God. It's not always pretty and fun, but I just want us to remember, and I'm telling myself this, that, hey, you know what? Sometimes it's fun, and that's cool. We need to really remember that when things get hard. Remember that, you know what? at any moment, God can turn this around, and I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember the fun times, and I'm going to remember how exciting this was when God called me to it. And so I want to keep reading a little bit. So this is Genesis 12. I'm at verse 10 now. So Abram's journeyed, and God has showed him that Canaan was what he was going to give him to his descendants. So then it says, there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to stay there for a while because the famine in the land was severe. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarai, look, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. They will kill me, but let you live. Please say you're my sister, so it will go well for me because of you, and my life will be spared on your account. So here we have a perfect picture of my next point, which is it can be hazardous. Going on an adventure with God is risky, and you can get hurt. So here we see not only is there a famine in the land, but we see that Abram is like, oh my gosh, I could die. Like, they could kill me to get Sarah because she's beautiful. So, of course, he concocts a lie, which is, you know, obviously not the best way to handle this. He probably should have just trusted God and God could have handled it. But that's irrelevant to the point that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make that it can be downright dangerous to follow God sometimes. You know, and I think about not just Abraham, but I think about David, and I think about all the many battles that God basically led him into or commanded him to fight. I mean, even just thinking about Goliath, you know, thinking about how he could have died. That was risky. That was hazardous to him. But the truth is, it's so worth the risk, because David wins those battles. Every one of them he wins because he partners with God. And really what we're after and what we need to be concerned with is having the faith to trust God. But I'm thankful that God even gives us the faith to trust him. Like, we don't even have to try to conjure up. That's a horrible word. We don't even have to manufacture the faith. God will also give us the faith to believe. We don't even have to try to make that happen. He's going to help us do that too. He just needs someone willing to trust him. And that's exactly what we see here with Abraham, which I believe is why he became the father of faith. We see that in David. I mean, we see that he was willing to trust God. And I think trust is what leads to faith, right? So adventures, they're risky. And there's a chance we can get hurt, but they're so worth it. And so, you know, I am a person who, bless the Lord, oh my soul, I am just a little bit prone to injury. So, what is that word that they use for that? Accident prone, yeah. So every time my husband and I go on a vacation or trip of some sort, almost every time I get hurt. Let me just give you some of the things that have happened to me. I have tripped and fell, and rolled around on the ground in the middle of New York. I thought I had literally like broke my back. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. But fortunately I just popped right up and kept walking. And I mean, there was literally nothing for me to trip on, but I just fell. I don't know. I'm like, is this a spiritual thing or what is this? Also, I have been to this. The first time I went to New York, I woke up with such a horrible crick in my neck. I couldn't turn my head for days. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I was in so much pain. I felt like my neck was broken. I have had vertigo. One time, my husband and I went to, I took him to a NASCAR race for his birthday. And I had a really bad head cold like a week prior. And so I was on the rebound, but it turned into vertigo. And here I am trying to walk up straight up and down stairs at the stadium where the races were. And I felt like I was going to fall the entire time. The room was always spinning. I was nauseous, throwing up. It was horrific. I have gotten, I've had food poisoning before as I was heading out of town one time. We were going on a trip, of course, and I ate something from, I don't know, a Mexican food place. It almost killed me. And I was sick in the bed for 3 or 4 days. Thought I was going to die. I mean, this is just a few of the things that happened to me. And it's every single time we would set out to go on an adventure, something weird would happen to me. And you know what I decided finally within the last couple years? Because I used to claim that. I used to just say, okay, you know what, this is what's going to happen to me this time. Great, you know, and kind of like even speak it into existence. But I've decided to stop doing that, which is a whole nother session, a whole nother lesson that we could talk about. But really what I ended up learning was that even if I did get hurt, the things that happened on the adventure were worth it. Like, you know, yes, it was risky. Yes, things happened to me that I didn't like, but there were also amazing things that happened along the way. The memories that I made with my family, the beautiful sights that I got to behold in these different places that we would go. It was worth the risk. And I'm telling you, whatever it is, spiritually speaking, that God is calling you into, it's going to be worth it. Like the risk and the things that you might, yes, you might get hurt. Relationships might crumble. You might, some people that you really love might turn their back on you because you decide to go on an adventure with God. And that's painful. And I know it's awful. And I don't even know how to put that into words, but I just know that it's going to be worth it. Like what God is going to show you, the things that God is going to do through your sacrifice, through your consistency, through you laying down your life so that He can live through you, is going to be worth it. And that's why I don't dwell on the negatives anymore of the adventure. I dwell on the positives. And I hope that that brings some clarity for you too, because I really do believe the experience is going to be worth it, and we're not going to regret for one single moment that we said yes to God, right? We've got to say yes to God, even when there's a famine in the land, even when we go where God says, and something really bad happens when we get there. It doesn't mean that we made a mistake. It just means that we were faithful to hear God's voice and to do the work of the Lord and to not be afraid to step out into the unknown, because, you know, it's going to be, right, we said it's going to be these three things. It's going to be unusual. It's not going to make sense to you what God calls you to. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be new. It's going to be fresh. So there's the aspect of it being exciting. And personally, I like things that are unusual too, because I'm a weird person. I mean, right now, I feel God calling me into things I've never done before, beyond just this podcast. I mean, there are things that I feel like He's calling me to that I'm like, I never would have thought I would do that, Lord. But yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do it. And then we also said it was going to be hazardous, you know, but that's what makes it worth it. Right? There's a price to pay. And I think about that scripture where Jesus says to count the cost before you build a house. You know, and I think that even though there are times that God says, let's go on an adventure and we know it's risky, there's also the thought of counting the cost before you step out and you say yes. And I just want to end today by telling you a couple of years ago, yeah, it's been about a year and a half almost, I felt the Lord telling me to step out. So I had a nice, cushy job. And it was the kind of job that was comfortable. Now, that's not to say I didn't like it. I didn't like it because I didn't want to work in that environment. But it was a good job. It paid well, had great benefits. And I felt the Lord say, I am calling you into your promised land. And it was everywhere. Everywhere I looked, I was seeing different pastors, they were all speaking about taking your promised land and teaching on it. And then I even heard Max Licato talking about it, and he had a book about it. So I actually read through the book, and I just felt so strongly the Lord was saying, now is the time. Now is the time to take your promised land. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know, to be honest, I didn't even know what my promised land was. I had been disappointed so many times and had stepped out before and things didn't work out. So I thought, you know, I don't even know what it is anymore. I mean, you closed a lot of the music doors. What am I? Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? And then I started to realize that I'm just called to create. Like I'm a prophetic creator, and I write songs, I write blogs, I write books, Bible studies, poetry. I mean, the sky's the limit. Like I had boxed myself in so severely, and the Lord was trying to pull me out of it and say, your promised land is not this tiny little, you know, acre of land that you think I've given you, and you only grow this one ugly vegetable on your land. Like what I've given you is bigger than that. It's beyond that. And it's going to take a lifetime to cultivate everything that I want to do in your promised land. And you know what? It doesn't have that shiny, glittery feel like we think of as success in our Western minds. We think, oh, if this is successful promised land, then it means I'm going to make a good income off of it. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to have some kind of platform. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking at all about that. That stuff is all worldly and it's superficial. And Jesus said, I was just thinking about this yesterday when Jesus was talking, or Pilate was questioning Jesus because the high priest had brought him before him and they had accused him of saying he was the king of the Jews. One of the few things that Jesus said to Pilate when he was questioning him was, my kingdom is not of this world. And so many times we are looking at our promised land, or the thing that God has said, let's go on an adventure. We're looking at that thing and we're seeing it as through worldly eyes, through the world system. But his kingdom is not of this world. It is not going to look like what the world system looks like. It's not going to have that glittery, shiny, plastic feel that we like, because we think that makes us look more productive and successful. But his kingdom is not of this world. It's beyond this world. It's beautiful and it's pure, and the motivation is always pure. So whatever God's calling you out to, your promised land, your adventure with him, which is the same thing, honestly, it's going to have this supernatural, beautiful quality that is beyond anything the world could ever, ever offer. And it may not look like much to some people, but that's irrelevant, because it's your promised land. And if you could see it through the spirit world, if you could see it with your spiritual eyes, you would just see how beautiful it is. And you wouldn't allow the enemy to tell you that it's small and it doesn't matter. It's, you know, your contribution is nothing. You wouldn't listen to any of that. You would realize how important it is. And that's so powerful when you come to that place. And I'm super excited about what God has for all of us. And I think that I really feel that he's calling us all to an adventure with him, and he just wants us to step out and to stop living in fear and stop living confined to the four walls of the church and thinking that everything we do has to be in the church. It doesn't have to be in the church. God wants to give you creativity to move beyond that, to go out into the world in ways that people have never even thought to do it, because he is the ultimate creator. And he is so smart, and he's so wise, and he's so beautiful in the way that he does it. And he just is looking for people who say, you know what, I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't understand. I don't know what to do, but I want to go on an adventure with you. So I hope that encourages you today to keep pressing forward into all that God has for you. And that is all for this week. So I will see you all next week. Have a great week. Hey friends, thanks for joining me on this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. Here are some ways that you can connect with me. You can go to Facebook and look up Shanna Strange Ministries. You can go to shannastrange.net to my website, or you can go to Instagram. It's Shanna_Strange. I'll see you next week.